but with the marching festival that took place on Wednesday. Yeah. I mean, the ESU Marching Hornets, if you looked at things a couple of years ago, literally looked at the field and what they are now, world of difference. And just, I think, encapsulates the direction here for Emporia State as a whole.
KVOE Live and Local, now that we're really feeling good, let's move forward.
Let's do it.
Let's go. 731, 64 degrees.
KVOE, 1400 AM and 96.9 FM, live and local. This is the morning primetime newsmaker.
And with that in mind, let us welcome in Kat Dorcas of Emporia First Friday and Gazette Collective co-owner Colleen Mitchell. Art Walk, obviously, coming up tonight.
It is tonight. Going to be a beautiful evening, too. Kat, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm good.
Glad to hear it. Colleen, good morning.
Thank you. Good morning to you all.
Well, great. You can take some time to join us as the First Friday Art Walk. October is here, and Kat, looks like you've got a ton of stuff going on again, don't you?
We got a ton of stuff going on. It's going to be a great evening for art.
Indeed, and Colleen is here because the presenting venue tonight is Gazette Collective. And Colleen, for those who may not know exactly what Gazette Collective is, please tell us.
All right. Well, we have been working on renovating the Gazette building for, seems like, quite a few years. But the near completion is within sight, so we're excited about that. But it's a multi-use building, and we're kind of using part of the park that's there, too. Will be some outside seating, but the main memorial, White Memorial Park, is going to continue to be accessible and available to the public, and that's where we've partnered with the city to offer that space for a really cool public art piece that will be completed very soon. If you've driven downtown, you probably noticed the activity that was going on in that corner, and it's really been cleaned up and ready now to have the tiles applied. So it's exciting.
Well, you're talking about the mosaic columns there, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
So, and this is a public art collaboration. Who's all involved here, Colleen?
Well, and that's interesting, and we're just kind of gaining that public access to who, but I don't know. I think it's 3 years now. All art nonprofits and interested artists in the community got together and decided instead of working solo, let's try to work together to support artists and art in our community. So through the Chamber, Visit Emporia in the city, this group has been given some funding that we're able to call for submissions to what people might like to do, what artists might like to do, and then we make that selection and we help it come to a reality. And you've seen it around town in the murals. Public art can be lots of different things. We started out mostly with murals, but that's not what the Arts Alliance would really like to see it be more than that. And so the columns and also David Mai and the clay studio people from EAC have a really beautiful sculpture that they'll put at the Howe House with Goodway Gardens on Sunday evening. So we're spreading out so that we're not just murals and putting pieces throughout the community in public spaces so everyone can enjoy them.
And, you know, this is, I'm looking here at the Gazette Collective Facebook page and also the Emporia First Friday post, which came out here yesterday afternoon. You know, the mosaic murals are such a cool part of this. Maybe talk a little bit about how that sets the tone here for the rest of the Gazette Collective.
Oh, okay. Well, we hope that that is a publicly used place. Of course, it'll have about five different things in the building. We've got a restaurant planned. There'll be flats at the Gazette, which are living five units upstairs. There'll be the retreats at the Gazette that are some short-term stays on the backside. And we're hoping to have the entire basement be some art space to develop an artist-in-residence space. And then Mitchell Markowitz will have a downtown office in what was the old Gazette newspaper office. So we're really excited about bringing that all back to life with just multi-use and can't wait.
Well, it's the presenting venue tonight, Gazette Collectible, for Emporia's First Friday. So specifically, is there going to be any art activity happening tonight, Colleen?
Well, there's going to be a lot of art activity happening, and I imagine the artist will arrive with her big trailer of different tile pieces. She uses almost everything that was already produced, so odds and ends of tiles, and people will get to select their band, I believe, and she'll actually be applying it to the columns. But it's a community project that everybody can have a hand in and leave a little mark in that historic place for years to come. And Kat's got the best details, but it's going to start with First Friday tonight at about 5, go to 8. Lots of things going on in the community, so come early if you're going to homecoming. And we're also having her, and it's available for people tomorrow morning from around 10 until 1. So there are different groups that will be coming. But the public, families, everyone's welcome to come and choose your tiles and be part of those 10 columns and have your piece put, have your art marking that spot.
It's a great concept, and, yeah. And Kat, this is highlighting a big First Friday Art Walk in general terms here too. How many different artists / businesses are included here this time around? How many stops do we have?
Tonight we have 18 venue stops, so it's a big one. And with Kate Pepper, who's the artist for the columns, she'll be there at the Gazette Collective installing the mosaics, and then we have 17 other stops to go to. Yeah, food trucks and live music. So lots of good stuff.
All right. Where are we going, Kat, this time around?
Okay. So make sure you get down to the Gazette Collective and be a part of the Community Art Project. Then you can head to 603 Commercial and hear ESU theater students do excerpts from their upcoming Rocky Horror Picture Show. Middle Ground Books and Gifts will be hosting the ESU Glass Guild Pumpkin Sale. And bonus art activity, you can go down to the Art Annex where they'll be also doing live glass blowing demonstrations. Plum Bazaar will be hosting Kathy Linkenfelder. The Axe Shed will have Maddie Schlieff. Lyon County History Center will have the Hispanic Heritage Exhibit, and their program will begin at 6. Gravel City Roasters will host Laura Spencer. Trox Gallery and Gifts has a new community self-portrait show up, Reflections. Mulready's Pub will host Casey Flint. The Altrusa Club of Emporia will be at 801 Commercial, and they're going to have prize drawings for local artists from local art, art from local artists there. Sweet Granada will host Atlanta Kruger. The Emporia Arts Center has a new exhibit up by Kate Rhodes. St. Andrew's Church is going to have Chi Meets Food Truck, and also Hallie Muncy, who will have a honors project going on there. Midwest Mama Company will have Abigail Howard. Sacred Leaf will host Rachel Schaefer. The ESU Gilson Gallery will have a new exhibit by Lou Colby and Gregory Scott Cook, and they will also be at the ESU Art Forum at Lyon County History Center at 4. So if you'd like to hear more about art, get down there at 4. ESU Impic Gallery will host the senior show of Lucy Janab, and Heath Recital Hall will have a faculty recital. So, that's a lot of art.
Man, I'll
that
tell you.
That is a ton of art. Wow.
Plenty going on.
So much
on.
Art.
Take your pick.
Yeah,
right there here. The First Friday Art Walk, October, going to be a beautiful night, both outdoors and indoors. But Gazette Collective and the Mosaic Column is going to be a good activity that you can personally get involved with beginning around 5 o'clock this afternoon. So, Colleen, thanks for your time this morning. Good to talk to you.
You bet. Thank you for having us.
Kat, thanks.
Thanks so much. We'll talk to you soon.
All righty. Kat Dorcas, Emporia First Friday. Colleen Mitchell, Gazette Collective, First Friday Art Walk tonight, Chuck.
All right. And enjoy, because weather's going to be wonderful, and obviously